There's a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on June the 11th, 2009. Newcomers should always go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and you'll find hundreds and hundreds of talks I've given in the past where I try to give you shortcuts to understanding the big picture of the system, the one system that runs the planet and its myriad of arms and specialized departments which all work with it as they guide us into this planned socialist New World Order, the dream of Fabians really for an awful long time, and many other agencies as well. Also look into cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. These are the other sites, and if Yahoo gets yanked again, you can always go in there and find all the audios and shows, etc. And it's a good idea to pick one or the other anyway and get used to using them because that spreads the bandwidth. It gives the servers less chance to bitch about anything back to me. And as I say, they're all standbys. It's good to have the standbys. You can also get me at cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. And don't forget this one because it's also got transcripts as well as audios. And you can print up these transcripts in the various languages of Europe. That's Alan Watt Sentient, sentinel.eu. Very good site. And I always should say at the start, I always forget to, that basically the listeners bring me to themselves by buying that what I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You can see what to do if you want to buy anything. It's quite simple. And also you can donate to me as well. The donations trickle in, and they keep me going with all the expenses I have here. And there's a lot of expenses, believe you me. For those who simply get the disc passed around that others have burned for them and play on their CD, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P, as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. That's P3E4N1. As I say, that's what keeps me going. I could, and I've had all the offers, as all the other hosts do, to take portions from the advertisers, which would keep me in an incredible state of luxury, to be honest with you, if I did. And I don't do that because then, to an extent, you're compromised. You're compromised as to what you can say, etc. And then you have to bring them all on as guests. And all you're doing then is listening to an hour's show, really, an hour's advertising. So I keep it the way it is. And if I go under, I go under. I've done an awful lot to change the whole Patriot idea, the system. I've taken them out of the dark ages and shown them the big picture. And luckily, everyone's followed. And that was the whole intent of it, to get them to follow and to break out of the navel gazing that they had for so long and realize the whole world is going under this totalitarian New World Order system. And that's quite an achievement, believe you me. Everything has to change in this new system. Everything, and I've said before, the Club of Rome came up with the idea back in the 1970s to blame global warming. They're looking for ideas to unite the planet, and they said that global warming would do. But under the auspices of global warming, governments would have to change all of society, regulate it all, from birth to the death, to cradle to grave. Back with more on this after these messages.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
I'm Alan Watts. We're cutting through the matrix, discussing how a long time ago one think tank was given the mission to find a way to unite the planet, a mission where, under some guise or threat or something, that the public would see it as a time of warfare. And under warfare, we all do what we're told. We allow governments to expand and to intrude into our lives and basically take over and become the real boss right down into the family unit. So they looked for something that would cause that, and they said they hit upon the idea of global warming. That would fit the bill. That's from their own book. That's exactly what they said. And, of course, now that global warming tends to be poo-pooed because it's been cooler than ever, and where I am now, it has been frost every morning. And there's still a fire on at night, believe it or not. But that doesn't stop them, so they're calling it climate change, which just changes in the weather. Because this agenda, and you always find this with these guys, because it's a global agenda, they can't alter them. They can't alter something and have all this mass of followers, all these other think tanks, all these other foundations, all these NGOs working with them. They can't have them all trying to catch up, so they stick to their agenda regardless what happens. And as I've said before, this agenda is intended to eventually come right down to pure eugenics. Who should live, who should die, because we're all costing the planet in CO2. We're poisoning the planet. And there's so much energy used per person, etc., in their lifetime. This is how they're trying to rationalize this utter nonsense. And remember, eugenics is behind it at the top. They're very open about it. In fact, I'll put a link up at the end of the show on my site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, on the wonderful animal lover David Suzuki, who was pushed by the World Wildlife Fund and all the biggies, all the big foundations, etc. And he is a professor himself. He's a geneticist. And in this old, old video, you'll hear him talking to his peer group when he was younger. This is when he was working on finding ways to sterilize, interestingly enough, the fruit fly. But he calls the people maggots, the general population maggots. He says, most people are just maggots, he says. He says they're not happy to move out of stage 9 or 10 maggots. They stay down there. There are some who want to get on. They become the fat maggots, he says. So I guess he was already being picked up because of his eugenical views by the big fat maggots. But I'll put up the link at the end of the show for you to see for yourself what's really in these characters that are presented to us as such wonderful people who care about the planet and nice little furry animals. And getting back to this particular article here, this ties right in with what I'm saying too. This shows you what's going through academia. You've got to understand academia is very important to get this whole agenda through. It's the easiest thing to brainwash those in academia. They smell what's politically correct. They all look for a good future for themselves and a nice fat paycheck. And they adapt very quickly. All studies that have been done, and I've read some before, show that those in the middle and upper middle classes adapt quickest to politically correct changes because they don't want to be the oddball in their peer group. This is from the Stiftung Mercator, this particular one, Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research. It's called The Great Transformation. The impact of global climate change is not limited to specific areas in our lives, with its social, cultural, remember, economic and psychological implications, climate change represents a shift towards a new era which concerns all levels of the global community, markets and mindsets, global corporations and democracy, everything. To embrace this complexity and to discuss the core issues of climate change as cultural change, it says, the Institute for Advanced Study in the Humanities in Essen, Stiftung Mercator, in cooperation with the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research and Wupperdale Institute for Climate and Environment and Energy, will host the International Academic Conference, which is titled The Great Transformation, Climate Change as Cultural Change, 8th to the 10th of June 2009 in Essen, Germany. And they have follow-ups. And, of course, they've got all the biggies there preaching about global warming and all the social engineers there across the planet from the big foundations to ensure, and this is where they'll lay down the format, really, for the rest of the world to copy. The whole new Fabian system is being brought in with massive government worldwide, eventually under world government, one world government, where they'll rule you from birth to death with the planned sustainable society. Sustainable means whatever figure should be born in a year will be born and no more. That's what it's all about. It's a political agenda wrapped in scientific nonsense. That's what it's about. Now, here's an article, too, from The Telegraph. And it says here, economic union security proposals are dangerously authoritarian, have they just noticed? The European Union is stepping up efforts to build an enhanced pan-European system of security and surveillance, which critics have described as dangerously authoritarian, by Bruno Waterfield in Brussels, published 10th of June 2009. Civil liberties groups say the proposals would create an economic union ID card register, internet surveillance systems, that's already here. Satellite surveillance, that's already here. Automated exit entry border systems operated by machines reading biometrics and risk profiling systems, that's already here. Europe's justice ministers will hold talks on the domestic security policy and surveillance network proposals known in Brussels circles as the Stockholm Programme on July the 15th, with the aim of finishing work on the EU's first ever internal security policy by the end of 2009. Sir Jacques Barrot, the European Justice and Security Commissioner, yesterday publicly declared that the aim was to develop a domestic security strategy for the EU, once regarded as a strictly national home affairs area of policy. So now it's international. National frontiers should no longer restrict our activities, he said. But once again, they're international. Marc François, Conservative spokesman on Europe, has demanded immediate clarity on where the government stands on this. These are potentially dangerous proposals which could interfere in Britain's internal security, he said. The chaos and division in Gordon Brown's government is crippling Britain's ability to make its voice heard in Europe. Well, it's impossible to get your voice heard in Europe, since each member of the European Parliament gets about 40 seconds a year to say something. Critics of the plans have claimed that moves to create a new information system architecture of Europe-wide policy and security databases will create a surveillance state. That's a surveillance Europe, basically. But that was always the intention of it. They don't just sit back and say, what will we do next? This was always the intent of it all. Remember, Jacques Attali wrote in Millennium, and he works for the United Nations, was a key mover for the European Union. He said that the world they're bringing in will be a world where there are a nomadic group. The nomadic group are the highly sought for employees, technological type employees who will move across the world to office. They'll never really have a home. They'll be well paid, living in a life of luxury, but they'll work for the big corporations, etc. They're not laboring class. They're intellectual or technological class. We call them the nomads. You jump back 80, 90 years in H.G. Wells, because it's the same agenda. As I say, they never change it. In his book, A Modern Utopia, said the same thing, that they'd have to show ID cards, etc., but there would be this transient moving class of workers who moved where they were needed. That's the only reason you could move, is if the big boys at the other end put your name in and said you were needed. The rest of you will be stuck inside the borders of your existing countries as you basically go down, reduction in numbers, put it that way, one way or another, as you get rid of the inferior old man types. Says critics of the plan have claimed that moves to create a new information system architecture of Europe-wide security and security bases will create a surveillance state. Well, it's already here. Yesterday, I was trying to explain what the Soviet Union was like, and I said, well, you know, you needed ID cards and permit travels for travel, and you had to obey guys with machine guns, etc., checkpoints and blah, blah, blah. And I said, in fact, well, it's exactly as we are now across Western world. You see, we are now the Soviet Union. Perceptions are incredible. If you just simply don't say the word, people will never get it. If you don't say communism, Sovietism, people won't click, even though it's exactly the same. That's why the media avoid these words. They'll describe it all, but they won't use the word. Because if they use the word, you go, bingo. And you'll say, why is this? You're supposed to all think this is all normal. Yeah, normal. The new normal. The children think it is. They're getting trained at school. I've been for ages to go through checkpoints. Back with more after these messages.
There are are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I've given talks in the past on Bernays and how they basically created the 20th century American culture. These were all relatives of Freud. And, of course, they had a much bigger agenda at work, a planned agenda, believe you me. They knew where they were going. It's amazing, too, that one of the descendants of Freud is still doing the same stuff for the British government and for big organizations in Britain, helping to keep the update the culture as they go on to the next phase and the next phase. People never think that their culture is controlled. They think they are the culture. Yet every country in the Western world has a department of culture. The department of culture, if you look into it, you can get a grant if you want. If you want to write a book, for instance, as long as you say and fill in the form saying you're for radical change, and you must specify what kind of radical change, if it falls in with the politically correct radical change areas, you'll get the grant. They've been doing this for 60 years. That's why you'll see so many messages in little rotten movies they make for television. CBC in Canada is fantastic for doing that. Britain does it all the time, too. And I've talked about America's cultural Cold War, where the CIA ran all the apparently lefty groups in the U.S. during the Cold War. They still run it today. And the idea was to drastically, again, reduce and alter society. As we know, to blend with that of the Soviet Union eventually, but they had to go utterly radical with it. And the thing was, too, to destroy the concept of what a man was and what a woman was. That was essential. The music industry, remember what Plato said? He wanted musicians licensed 2,300 years ago because of the power it could have over the young to change them. They've always understood the power of music, for instance. Therefore, naturally, they have run music. They tried. This particular group that wanted this world system understood perfectly well to bring in a brand new system, you had to destroy everything. Everything. That would remind people of an old way. Any alternate way had to be eradicated. And they've done a darn good job of it. How did they do it? Well, monkey see, monkey do. Simple as that, you see. Much music has had more, should get more and more Oscars or whatever they give them for the jobs they've done in just helping destroy society and all the organizations before them. Plato mentioned the fashion industry goes hand in glove with it. Drama, the movie industry, big part of it. And of course, as I say, promiscuity has been promoted until people are basket cases when they get older. They can't bond with anyone. They run off and see psychiatrists. They have all these therapy groups. They just can't figure out what's wrong with them. That's the job that's been done on them. But women definitely had one massive job done on them. Men did too, but women definitely. They were told they could run out and have it all. Well, no one can have it all. And of course, in the real world too, you can't just work your way up there and become successful any more than the men can. You try and work your way up, you're brought up if you're chosen to get up there. Otherwise, you end up in a mediocre position for life. Here's monkey see, monkey do again. And this is from the Telegraph. It says, women could overtake men for cocaine use. I don't know if people in the West understand, in America and Canada understand, that Britain's a basket case with alcohol now. And have all these groups of women going across the channel for holidays, getting absolutely terribly drunk and behaving terribly. You'll see the photographs in many of the newspapers of them and how they suffer for it eventually. Everyone suffers. But women could overtake men for cocaine use. Young women are now on a par with men for abusing cocaine after a sharp increase in those taking the Class A drug, by Tom Whitehead, Home Affairs editor. One in 15 women aged 10 to 25 admit they've taken the drug after the proportion increased by a third in just 3 years. The sharp rise has sparked concerns that young women will soon overtake their male counterparts for cocaine use. It echoes patterns seen with alcohol abuse, where there's been a rise in women binge drinkers and will further fuel evidence of a growing ladette culture. They get absolutely sloshed. They go out in gangs looking for men and one-night stands and so on. Cocaine is seen as more socially acceptable. Now listen to this now. Cocaine is seen as more socially acceptable and glamorous as high-profile celebrities such as Kate Moss, Jodie Kidd, and Amy Winehouse have been exposed for alleged involvement with the drug. See, all that stuff is promotion. Everything you see is promotion for the drug. And Amy Winehouse, remember, came out with that awful song where she says, they tried to put me in rehab, and I said, no, 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 that's in the song. And her whole bad girl image, you see, is an inducement for young females who are not so wealthy, not so rich, who admire these so-called stars to emulate. Even opera singer Catherine Jenkins has admitted to taking a cocaine a number of times several years ago, but has since spoken out against drugs. Yep, nothing is by accident. I'll be back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts. We're cutting through the matrix. Cutting through the matrix. It's an article that shows you how laws get put in the books, basically, and the public start to accept something. We adapt so quickly to everything, and we don't think very much about anything, to be honest with you. We simply adapt, and we don't ask why, and we definitely don't complain and to the authorities and say, no, we just accept. And this article here is to show you how far something that was introduced not long ago is acceptable and how it's being used for different things now. And this is from an article from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Starts off with a loaded gun going to school by mistake, actually. A different article altogether. However, when you scroll down the story, and I'll put the link up too, it says, at Penn Hills High School this morning, Chief Burton said, a student was walking up and down a hallway using a cell phone. School policy permits students to have cell phones but not to use them during school except in emergencies, Chief Burton said. A Penn Hills police officer told him to put the phone away and go to class. The kid refused to listen, Chief Burton said. The officer took him by the arm and said, you have to go to the office. The student resisted. Now, this is their side of it. Don't know yet. push the officer. They always have to say that for a reason for charges. The officer defending himself, right, from this young student, took out his stun gun and did a drive stun. Chief Burton said, a drive stun involves pushing the taser against a portion of the body and squeezing the trigger, thus immobilizing a portion of the body, such as the leg, or the whole body, obviously. He said this affects about a 2 or 3 inch area. While on the floor, the student was still resisting, he's probably writhing all over the place, and was placed in handcuffs, Chief Burton said. The student complained of a headache and dizziness and was taken to Forbes Regional Hospital. Now, since when did they start giving electric shock? I call it electrocution. Let's start calling it what it is here. Understand, they want us to use the terms taser, etc., and a drive stun and all this nonsense. What you're seeing are people being electrocuted. It doesn't sound quite so nice, does it? But it's more accurate. But since when did they start electrocuting students at school who disobey a command? See, now it's being used. Now it's being used for compliance. It was supposed to be drawn and used if the officer was in fear of his life. Now it's simply being used, oh, the guy's giving me some cheek. Take this, sonny boy. Zap. Electrocution. And the public, again, chew the grass, chew the cud, watch TV, and adapt, and adapt, and adapt, until they'll see people getting zapped in the street for goodness knows what reason, if there's any reason at all, and they'll think it's all quite normal. Maybe you'll get zapped when you're standing in line for your groceries and you haven't brought your own recycled plastic bag with you, and they'll think that's normal too. Quite something. Last year I mentioned an article from Italy being under the EU, and they set a precedent where they banned all home schooling. And at least the Prime Minister told the truth. He said, we can't have any child not in the system being given the same indoctrination as all the rest. That's the reason for trying to ban it. And we know that Hillary made that, when she was running a while ago, she made that a big thing too. She said that she would ban homeschooling. In the socialist Fabian agenda, it's essential that no child can come up with an alternate way of looking at things or a different indoctrination or education. So here they're doing it in Britain now. And this is from theguardian.co.uk. Get tough on home tuition to weed out abuse, says review. Now, that the very title is meant to give you the be-all and end-all, the start and the end, the alpha and the omega. Get tough on home tuition to weed out abuse. So your conclusion is given to you right away, says review. Opponents question independence of review and accuse author of advocating extraordinary invasion of the family. What's left to invade? So the government will be advised to crack down on home education to ensure it is not being used as a cover for child abuse or for parents to avoid, well, look what they're doing to our children in school. They're electrocuting them. Like that last article again. I guess that's all right. What a world, eh? As a cover for child abuse or for parents to avoid educating their children at all, in an independent review that has angered families that homeschool their children. Now listen to this, an independent review. We'll get to who really was behind it. The inquiry into home education was ordered by ministers in January to investigate whether home education is used to conceal child abuse, such as neglect, forced marriage, sexual exploitation, or domestic servitude. Here's a World Fabian Society training us all to be servants to the state. They're such hypocrites, aren't they? Sources close to the review have confirmed that its author, this independent review, was the former director of children's services at Kent County Council, Graham Badman. How can you dream up these names? Graham Badman is looking favorably at proposals that would require parents to register their children with their council when they are born. See, that's just an essential. Or when they move to a different local authority. When you register something, you see, it's no longer yours. It's the state's. Campaigners claim the move would fundamentally undermine the responsibility that lies with parents to ensure their child is receiving a good education. Now, who defines what a good education is? A good indoctrination by the state is quite easy to define. And allow the state an unprecedented intrusion into family life. The review has sparked a furious row between home educating families and social services. Social services won't be happy until they rule the roost across the country, in every country. They can have no other gods before them. That's standard with all government agencies. The government estimates that around 20,000 children are registered with local authorities as receiving home tuition, but the real number could be closer to 50,000 because parents are obligated to inform the authorities only if they withdraw a child from school, not if they have never been to school. So they're going after the whole kit and caboodle, but that's no surprise to listeners to this show. No surprise whatsoever. Now I'll go to the callers, and there's Vince from the UK. I'll take him first, he's long distance. Are you there, Vince?
Oh, hi.
Yes.
Hi, Alan. Yeah, just backtracking slightly. It's just about the culture creation sort of issue. I mean, you say nothing happens by accident. It all comes from the top down, and it's all controlled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have a bit of a problem. Yeah, I do understand what you're saying, like, in terms of, yeah, it's massively controlled. That's obvious. I mean, look at the spy.
I've seen it working in Britain. I've seen people at the top who came from Eton sitting with tweed suits in their 40s, 50s, and 60s decide who would be the top musicians, the top 10, top 20, 40 for the next month. I saw that years ago. I met the big producers who helped do the stuff for the BBC, bringing in the social themes that would go with
well.
It.
What I'm trying to get at here is, like, I mean, nothing and everything. I just think it's not leaving a lot of hope for us, is it? You know what I mean?
Well, that's exactly right. It's not meant to leave you hope. In fact, Bertrand Russell says that they would eventually create, during the big change, to allow the change to come through, they'd create a massive apathy amongst the people. And that was published in his own book, you know.
Yeah, but what about, do you really think a band like the Sex Pistols just came down from the top? The Monkees were manufactured in the 60s, and they're manufacturing everything. But look, the Sex Pistols, do you really think they were manufactured?
Oh, yeah, because you got to look at what the image was. And they said themselves eventually they would push an image of nihilism, hopeless nihilism. And when you get guys screaming and screaming and screaming, and you get guys who ultimately OD because they want to die, that's called nihilism. You know,
but don't you think that nihilism is just a reflection of what's happening in
no.
the world?
No, that's the biggest nonsense out there. Now there are some groups that will go their own way. They won't get to the top. They become well known because even though their albums aren't pushed that much, because they do so much touring, they will be the occasional group here or there. But the big boys themselves that suddenly come out of nowhere and are put there with their image. Believe you me, they're made up on the spot in some studio. They're picked out of lineups and says, you're now a band.
Yeah.
Here's your four hits you'll have over the next year, and then you take your cash and you run. That's it.
No, absolutely. But do you really think that every band that exists is being created in that way?
Not every band. What you do when you change the culture from one thing to rap, say, for instance, you put out the first rap artist because the rest of them copy, you see? That becomes the new thing. They can smell it in the wind. This is to be successful. Mm-hmm. So a whole bunch of small ones come up and do their own thing, and they basically copy. Just like when they brought out rock, people copied the ones that were given to them to emulate. So there's lots and lots of ones
really
below them.
Rock, that it's symbolic of a Masonic thing, like a symbol. Like, but isn't rock just from rock and roll? Rock and roll just comes from black people playing.
You start off with pop. Pop is the father, you see? And then rock is the foundation. Rock is the foundation for it. And then you went into, and in the rock, in the old legends, you always have the iron in, you have the sword is in the rock, King Arthur.
Yeah.
Understand?
Don't you like rock music?
What's that got to do with it? I played lots of rock music. But you pull the sword out of the stone, and then from there on, you go into heavy metal, which is a sword. And from there on, you just go down and down until you have rap, that you wrap it up. That's the bottom level.
I've
it's wrapped up.
Yeah. I've seen this stuff before. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced. But
and literally, when you look at the albums, look at so many of the albums, not that the youngsters who pose know what they're doing. They're told how they stand. You'll see all of the Masonic stances, the flashing of the symbols and so on. They're simply managed by the guys in charge of them.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to leave it there and listen to the rest of the show. And thanks a lot for listening to me.
Okay. And I remember talking to Jerry Marsden and different people who started off very early on, before I was up and going. And these guys really were real genuine guys. They sang nice songs. It was traditional. It was acceptable with all these groups. And they worked their way up in the clubs, and they got a few hits and so on. And Jerry said the same thing. He said, since these pros came in with their agenda, he says, it's just plummeted, and the culture went downhill. Everybody then knew that what was going on. You know. And that's how it really is. And there's Derek from New Hampshire there. Dear Derek.
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
This is a great show. I'm going to have to remember, what's it, the 11th, you said?
Yeah, yes.
I have to burn this and pass it around to my half-dead, half-awake family who can't seem to break out of that. The music, they need the music still. They need the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And to go back to Amy Winehouse, I mean, even the name Winehouse, and she's singing about rehab.
That's right, and she's always drunk. And when you see her on the little Much Music stuff,
and she, I noticed too, she brought back the Beehive hairdo.
And
I can bring it around to the schooling and everything because my mate, the mother of my children, she's real into Amy Winehouse. She thinks it's good music and liberating and everything, but she also thinks it's nice and whatnot to go out and have a good time, drink some alcohol, and it's like she's entitled to it,
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm having a serious, not all-out war, but I'm just trying to discuss taking my child out of school.
Yeah.
Because, I pick him up. He's in first grade. I pick him up. He's in a line. He's not allowed to walk out of the line. If he does, he gets reprimanded.
Yep.
And it's just a shame, we have a daughter, too, so I'm going to try and keep her out from getting in there, but it's a real shame to have to go through this at home.
Absolutely, absolutely, and you have no choice because the indoctrination at school, like Russell and others have said, is so perfected that the scientific indoctrination they have at school is so perfected that child becomes an utter stranger very quickly, and you'll never get through to them.
I know. I saw it with my mate. We were on. It seemed like we were the same level. We were into the Sex Pistols.
Mm-hmm.
We met, I kind of grew out of that. I was like, well, because there was other bands out there that weren't getting pushed that did have a better message. And Sex Pistols, the number one punk band.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah.
But, it is a hard step to step to that Okay, yeah. They're controlling us through the music.
Oh, yeah, they've always been doing it. I could do whole shows on it and its history. And I think it was Johnny Rotten, wasn't it, too, that also ended up killing himself, overdosing.
Or Sid Vicious there, yeah.
Sid Vicious, yeah. And Sid, too, I mean, what a life he had, and his mother and all the rest of it. They're all into incredible, addictive lives with the hard stuff. And that was getting promoted for the people. And
I know. And they had the Ramones over here. They had the Ramones. If you look at their emblem, it's not their emblem at all.
Yes.
And it, right. Or you break down their name, it's, you know, Ram One.
Yes.
But, Alan, I'll let you get on. But thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. Back in a moment after these messages.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2youth.com. That's learnthesecrets2youth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. Yeah, and it's sad when you find out that everything really is controlled. But yeah, there were some groups out there that tried to do their own thing and they had talent and so on. But whenever they went in a different direction, they'd get hit. And I think the one who called was Vince, and I think that's Vince from The Clash. He's written before. And I know things happen to them when they try to do their own thing as well. They come down on you. And if that is Vince, I think it was Vince, I'll get back to you on that. I've still got your book here, by the way. But we'll go now to Andrea from New York, if she's there. Are you there, Andrea?
Hello, Alan?
Yes.
Hi. I was, in terms of
culture of creation, I was thinking about Marcel Duchamp, and I looked up his urinal on Wikipedia, and he called it the fountain. And you know, a panel of experts, apparently 2004, said it was the most important, most influential work of art of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that he was a Freemason.
Yes.
Was he?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
And and the whole Cubist movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, don't you think? I mean.
Yes.
Because of the cube, was that the symbol of the perfected man in Freemasonry?
Yeah, the cube again is the ashlar, the perfected man. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, everything is. Everything is geometry in your system, and that's how they lay out the streets of capitals. And Washington, D.C. is fantastic to study. And you've got the Kabbalistic tree. You've got everything in the road plans of Washington, D.C., of this wonderful Christian country, as people keep saying. But it's a very, very old agenda. And people came into the United States before it was the United States and intergenerationally worked to prepare it for its future.
Right. Incidentally, I called a few weeks ago, and I was talking about the this building in Manhattan, the Red Square.
Yes.
And I sent you some pictures. Did you get
them? I got them the other day, yes. Quite amazing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got them. It's pretty strange having a building like that, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's even more strange that no one seems to mention it all through the Cold War.
Well, it was built in 1989. Yeah. That still that's the very end of it, I guess.
That was at the end of the Cold War, yeah. And it's interesting, too, he's got the name Einstein all over the place at the top, you know.
Yeah, well, what does that mean? What do you think he's saying with that?
Well, Einstein gave most of Einstein's talks was not on science. It was actually on world politics. And Einstein himself called it world Zionism. And world Zionism, it literally is nothing more or less than the Fabian, the scientifically controlled society. That's what he meant by it, that the scientific elite had the right to rule the people and decide the future of the world. Yeah.
This was Einstein's idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, C.P. Snow did interviews with them as well, reading the interviews on Einstein by C.P. Snow. Yeah.
Do you know of a person called Popha? P-O-P-H-A?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Well, I'd have to go into it later. This is the end of the show and the music's playing.
Okay.
And but thanks for calling. From Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent